The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. In 1984, during a lull in our ministry, I was earnestly asking the Lord, "What am I supposed to be doing in life? What is your plan for me?" He graciously led me to Isaiah 58:12 and let me know His plan for me and my family was in this verse. This verse says, "And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. Thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in." From that time, I knew our family was to be part of a generation which He would raise up to rebuild the age-old foundations. As I researched the writings of America's founders, I found those age-old foundations which enabled them and their children to build the freest and most prosperous nation in world history. The truths on which they laid this foundation were drawn directly from the Bible, and that is why they worked in this world. Only God's order works in a society to bring the best to the greatest number of citizens. God gives us His way of living in this world in the verses just before verse 12. If we do these things under the leadership of His Spirit, He will raise up those from among us who will rebuild the foundations of liberty in this land. He promised it, and He does not lie. He tells us to, quote, "Share your bread with the hungry." The Lord really cares about the hungry, near and far. Even though our own sin in the Garden of Eden brought poverty into the world, God the Father's heart still yearns for us to have the basic necessities of life. He really wants all to have food. He then says to bring the poor who are cast out into your house. This is not just for the purpose of shelter. It is so those who have not had good families can learn what a real family life is like. Only this will rebuild our disordered homes in America. He tells us He will rebuild the ancient ruins as we clothe the naked. He says, "When you see the naked, clothe him." While many clothing ministries are being raised up, we must be willing to do this as individuals. This gets us personally involved with the poor, which enables the Lord to release His compassion through us. This is as good for us as it is for the poor person. He then tells us, "Do not hide yourself from your own flesh." In our satanically motivated buzzing, meaning our rush-rush society, most parents seldom look into the eyes of their children and speak to their heart. Neither do they hear the heart of their children. This is one of our worst sins in America. We're too busy with our ball games, parties, shopping, and school activities to share our hearts in our families. The growing drug culture and sexual sins among teenagers is judgment on our selfish lifestyles. He then tells us to see our nation rebuilt, we must, quote, "take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger, and speaking wickedness." In other words, He's calling us to repent of using pride of life language, which puts down another. We must stop speaking wickedness. This means everything from talking about immoral sex to criticizing government servants in an unjust, unloving manner. If we change these things, especially in Christ's body, the church, then the world will see the difference in this day of pressure and will want the Christ we have. So, brother, sister, for what are you using the time which God has entrusted to you? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you would accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.